But the reason I'm here, I have an opportunity to talk to two sisters who are all the way from the United States, Binghamton. They are here now and they'll be doing starting a musical tour here, a number of gigs around. But on the 10th of October, they'll be in the Chuck Hall in Kilrush to do a concert, and it's in cooperation with Radio Cork Abashkin here. And it's a fundraising gig for the station as well. So everybody's working together. I must say that I found out that they have Clare ancestry, which makes it even better again. And they're joined by two people. So I'll start the introductions. I'll welcome you all first.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
So start with the first sister here.
That's Marie.
Yes.
Marie, I'm Annie.
Helper over in the corner, Mr. Jerry Quinn, who I know well, and a great journalist. Next here then.
Kevin Maul.
On the Dobro.
Stephen Flaherty, who lives in Innes and has well-known connections, but ancestry comes from Galway, you know. So we have a real mix here in the studio this evening at the Radio Cork Abashkin studio. First of all, you're from New York State, but you have big Irish connections. How did you get into this business originally?
We have 11 siblings, so there are 12 children of my parents. And my mother's was a great singer. She was church soloist. She was in local opera. She sang at every wedding and every funeral. And her father, before that, sang at every wedding and funeral. And he used to write vaudevillian plays and all kinds of songs. And so it's just in our blood. It's just what we do.
So you grew up in a musical environment.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Our mother was the singer, and our father was in politics.
Yes.
And
he joined the church choir because he had a crush on my mother.
Yeah, but he wasn't really into singing.
He was a pretty good singer, but he used to sit in the living room and, like, conduct the orchestra of Beethoven.
And you say he was in politics.
Yes, yeah. He was the mayor of Binghamton in the late 50s, and then right up to 1967, where he became Democratic state chairman, and that is his connection with Bobby Kennedy. He announced when Bobby Kennedy was running for president, and he ran his campaign. And that's we grew up in politics in the U.S. basically, yes, from the day we were born.
You didn't go to opera. You didn't go to
no.
What genre did you folk, bluegrass?
You know, well, we didn't grow up with that. Yes. We grew up with Motown and rock and roll and the Rolling Stones
and the Sound of Music.
And the Sound of Music and Fiddler on the Roof.
We did a lot of plays and that kind of thing.
And Pia Jesu and the Ave Maria and, you know, we whole spectrum, but not traditional Irish music. And people have often asked us, You grew up with traditional Irish music. No, not really.
Because we love your Celtic harmonies. We're like, really?
We don't know they are.
But what it turned out is that really they do sound like Celtic harmonies. And our mother we probably sang before we talked. She was
always singing.
Yeah. Always teaching.
Teaching harmony, yeah. Singing at a very young age.
Right. So did your mother actually teach music as well, teach singing and so on?
She had just 12 kids.
Oh, she had 12, yeah. More or less. We have schools here in Ireland that have just the 12 kids. So
probably our best schooling came from our mother.
Very good. When did you get into being full-time singers, musicians?
We got out of high school and then we just started professionally. She went out first and another sister and then I did, and then we joined a band together so we started off as three, and we're five at one point of siblings, and then went back to three for many years. Then our sister Jeannie went to Austin, Texas. That was a couple years ago after we got off the road with Arlo Guthrie. And so Marie and I came to Ireland and kind of met Kate Purcell because she recorded Marie's song, Savannah.
Oh, yeah, your song.
My song, and we found her on Facebook.
Yes.
After someone played it, her version of it for me, and then she invited us over. And
so this is what happened. I wrote to Kate and said, you know, we'd love to come. This was about 4 years ago to Ireland. It wasn't my first time here, but the first time I ever talked to Kate, and because Marie, you know, had made the connection. And so I said, you know, we're thinking about coming to Ireland, and you know, and she goes, oh, come on over. We got four gigs for you already. And then we ended up staying here for about a month, and
we stayed in Kilkee.
I think we played every night, I swear.
We did.
Yeah, I love Kilkee. I mean, it's like one of my favorite places. I love Kilkee.
That's right.
Love. I mean, I'm kidding. I was just saying to these guys, they will verify. I was going, I'd like to rent a place here and just be by the ocean. I came for the bay swim this past couple months. And I met a little girl on the plane home, and she goes, well, where are you from? And she says, Kilkee. I go, Kilkee, my favorite place. I said, I watched the bay swim. Did you do it? And she was like, oh, mommy, she knows the bay swim. It's horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it around here. So, yeah.
So
I don't know.
You've toured around. You're probably, if you stayed in Kilkee, you probably went out to Loop Head and all these places and so on. Or did you just...
We did, for the walk, the big walk up the Loop. Unbelievable.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Now, you're here in Ireland, and you're back again. But this is the second time to come back to do a gig. How did this come about, the series of gigs you're doing now?
We started off in Ennis, but Jerry helped us. Jerry's booking a bunch of gigs for us. And Tracy Crawford is helping us. So between Kate Purcell and Jerry Quinn and Tracy Crawford. Yeah, so we love it here. We
were manifesting our destiny.
Because the thing is, what was cool is when we came here, for me, because my sister Sheila did the DNA of us, and we're 98% Irish and 1% Finnish and 1% English. You know, they talk about, what's that book, Anna Cara, is that the book?
Anam Cara.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know.
Yeah, so, and when it talks in that book about you're actually part of the land, it just has this beautiful poetry in it about being part of the land. And it's like, I was thinking, wow, my flesh and blood is actually from here. I mean, this is like, I don't know. I had like a, yeah, Marie had a magic moment. Actually, Kate dropped you off.
Kate was playing at a wedding in Carrigaholt. And she said, and I'd been staying in Kilkee. And she said, well, do you want to go with me? You can walk around this beautiful little village. And I said, sure. While you're singing at the wedding, I'll walk around the village. And I see this castle, and I like walk through these, you know, pastures. And I was going to say pies, but no. But I walk through the pasture, and I take a picture of it. And then I went back to the pub where I was supposed to meet her, and I said, what is this place? And they said, that's the McMahon Clan Castle. But while I was there, I was just looking out, and I knew it's where the Shannon came in, and I was just thinking about the mothers and their kids leaving. And knowing you're never going to see your kid again. I mean, I'm sorry, I'm a mother. I'm a sentimental human. Yeah. But just that pain, and then learning about the coffin ships and learning about all sorts of, you know, sadness. But I think when you learn about history, you understand your grandmother. You understand her mother. You understand where you came from. So for me, it's been cathartic to... You know, just learning about my family.
But once you get roped into it, you can't let go.
I know, I love it.
Can get very frustrating.
And then every little piece you get, you're so excited.
Move on now. You're back here in Clare again. So you're doing a tour of Clare. Have you any gigs outside Clare?
Yeah. Yes, we do. We're playing in
Wicklow.
Bray.
Oh, Bray and Wicklow, yes.
And
Avoca, Clonmel.
Charleville,
County Cork.
Avoca.
Yeah.
And Greystone.
And Greystones. The Rowan Tree in Innes.
The
last one will be here in the Chalk Hill in Tullush. We've come to have a little bit of music. The song you want to sing?
The Mother's Ode. This is the one that I started standing at that castle looking out at the water, and that's where I got the idea for the song.
So Carrigaholt Castle and the water and the Shannon inspired
absolutely.
The song.
Absolutely.
And you guys...
Where the Shannon meets the sea, a land steeped in mystery. On that shore I was searching for roots of my family tree. I heard the legends and the lore, long history of fates were cast, the masses passed through the harbor by the ocean door. Don't forget where you came from, hold on to your memories. I'm staying here in Ireland, she's home. Sweet home to me. I saw a lonely castle in the sunset glow, where wild thrift and roses grow. Heard an old church bell
but holy well, I felt reunion in my soul. I saw ghosts from the famine years, when coffin ships lined the Kilrush piers. Families leaving, old ones grieving, and singing through their tears. Don't forget where you came from. Hold on to your memories. I'm staying here in Ireland. She's home, sweet home to me. Told about an old crossroads, I heard they danced away their heavy loads. Young John met his bride there. They left County Clare, and as she prayed, the fiddles played the mother's ode. Don't forget where you came from. Hold on to your memories. I'm staying here in Ireland. She's home, sweet home to me. Don't forget what you're made of. I'll pray for you, my darling child. Stay strong and true in all you do, like a rock from the Emerald Isle. Like a rock from the Emerald Isle. Like a rock from the Emerald Isle. Like a rock from the Emerald Isle.
Thank you. Very good. Excellent rendition. Beautiful, beautiful song. We'll just finish it up.
Stephen, Kevin,
and
Annie and Marie
for coming here.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, I'm delighted. I mean, you're only just after arriving, jet lag and everything else.
We're usually more intelligent.
I'm sorry. We're a little more articulate.
Thanks, anyway, and the best of luck. We'll see you in the gigs when you're doing
great. Thanks so much,
really. Thank you very much.